Well, good morning. And welcome to this special Sunday, a day when we are celebrating a risen Jesus. Hallelujah. We spent Friday contemplating the cross, and this morning is the day when we celebrate the resurrection. And remember the angels at the tomb. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Let's stand and we're going to sing a couple of songs together. And we're going to start with the only song really we could start with on this Resurrection Sunday. He has risen. Let's stand and let's sing this together.
He has risen. golden morning, gloriously bright, with the dawning of hope in Jerusalem. Folded in the grave, tomb with light, as the angels announce, Christ is risen.
Let's pray together. Dear Father, this is the best day of the year. In fact, the best day of all time. For on Easter Day, we find that Jesus, who was dead, is alive again. And we see his promise that those who put their trust in him will not be swept away by death, but shall have eternal life. On this day of light and gladness, help us to put darkness out of our lives. Make us willing and able to change our ways of thinking and speaking and doing into Easter ways, so that how we behave may bear out what we believe, and so that Christ's new creation may become in us not just a hope, but a fact. Thank you for the wonder of the cross, and be with us as we continue to celebrate this resurrection Easter day. We ask all this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, who likes a good quiz? Yes. That's the right answer. Okay, so what we're going to do, I'm going to split you into two halves and we'll cut you straight down the middle. So we'll have this team and this team. All right, and it's really easy, this quiz. All you've got to do is to identify the Easter picture. Okay? Nice and straightforward. And I've got 8 pictures for you to identify. All right, so are we ready for the first one? Here it comes. Now, I can see some of you might be squinting at this point. Now, that's a good idea. Head on the side, maybe. Yes, go both ways. Have a quick look. What do you think? Have you got any ideas what that might be? What do you think? Stone in the tomb? No, not this one. No idea? Would you like to see a bit more? Does that help at all? Surely we've got it now, haven't we? Oh. Maybe it doesn't help that I know what they are. Easter eggs? No. Know what we're looking for? Donut. I wonder if that's theologically Easter or not, the donut. Any other guesses? A rabbit? No. Apples? Okay. Oh dear, I think you failed this first one. Here it comes. You're going to go, oh. I knew it. You're going to go, oh. Okay. So nobody got the first one. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Okay, so you get the idea. Here comes number two. Have you got any idea what this one could be? Who said that? Ah, typical Miss Chocolate up the top there. Fantastic. Well done, Gail. Easter eggs. Okay, so this side are in the lead. Very good. How about this one? No, not a hot cross bun. You want to see a bit more? Oh, who said that? Oh, what a map. Excellent. Okay, across. That's one apiece. Very good. Okay, here we go. Here is the next one. Who said? Well, I'm Pat. Oh, look at that. Yes, it is the Easter Bunny. Very good. So we're 2-1 at the moment. Here we go. No, not a hot cross bun. Need to see some more? No, not quite. Does that help? Who said angels over there? Well done, Annalisa. Yes, okay, so I think we're at 3-1 now. Come on, decide. You can do it. Here we go. Close. Very good. An Easter basket. 3-2. Not an Easter bonnet, no. Very good, I think that was this side, I think. So we're at 3-all. And this is the last one. Okay, so it's all to play for on the very last one. No! What is it with you lot and hot cross buns? Very good. And of course, that hymn, "Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son, endless is the victory thou o'er death has won. Angels in bright raiment rolled the stone away, kept the folded grave clothes where thy body lay. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou or death has won." And of course, we're here this morning to celebrate a risen Jesus. We're going to sing again. We're not singing "Thine Be the Glory." Oh, okay. We're going to sing a new song that you will not know, I don't think. The music group are going to sing it. Feel free to sit and listen. Feel free to join in when you know it. The words will be on the screen. And it starts, "There is forgiveness flowing down."
Forgiveness flowing down from where the Savior died. The Son of Man upon the tree, exchanging death for life. See him there in innocence, the body and the blood. precious love of Jesus, oh, the depth of grace divine, flowing as a mighty river, washing sinners in its tide. There will never be another, in whose name we are redeemed. Oh, the precious love of Jesus, pouring out for you and me. Sin and death crushed underneath, the weight of nail pierced hands. He plundered hell and tore the veil as creation held its breath. Then on the morning of the third, the sun began to
we're going to watch a video now of, surprise, surprise, the resurrection story.
Minnow Laughing Girl Bible.
He is alive!
Jesus had been betrayed. He was arrested and put to death on a cross.
It was a sad day.
Yes, Jesus gave his life for us. The sun had gone down, and it was time to bury him.
Only his mom and a few friends were there.
You remembered.
So, what did they do?
They got help from a man.
I am Joseph, from Arimathea, follower of Jesus. I am very sad that Jesus has died. I have been waiting for the kingdom he spoke of to come. I want to do something nice for him, to show Jesus how much I loved him.
So Joseph did something special. He went to Pontius Pilate.
I want to take care of Jesus' body. I want to give him a grave.
All right, go ahead.
Now, when important people died in Israel, They were not buried in the ground.
Really?
No. Their bodies were placed in special tombs that were carved out of solid rock.
You mean like a cave?
Like a small cave. Well, Joseph had one that he was going to use someday. But guess what? He decided to give it to Jesus. So, Jesus' body was placed inside Joseph's tomb, and then a big rock was rolled in front of the cave, so no one could get in. And then...
Someone is here to see you, Pilate.
Oh, it's you again.
Yep, we're back!
You didn't think we'd give up that easily, did you?
What do you want?
Look, Jesus said that he would come back from the dead.
And?
Well, what if his friends go to the tomb, move the rock, and take his body and then say, Jesus is alive? That would cause a lot of trouble for you, Pilate.
I never thought of that.
So Pilate put guards outside the tomb to make sure no one moved the rock.
Eyes peeled. We don't want anyone to move this rock.
Yeah, no one's gonna get past us. No, sir.
Wow. So the Pharisees and the Sadducees were still worried about Jesus?
Yep. You see, when Jesus was alive, he said,
In 3 days, I will rise from the dead.
Well, Jesus had died and was buried on a Friday. That's day one. All day Saturday, his body lay in Joseph's tomb with the guards keeping watch.
That was day two?
Right. So Sunday morning comes around.
Day three!
And two women who were Jesus' friends made their way to the tomb to put spices and perfume on his body. 'Cause that was something that people did in those days. When all of a sudden...
Oh! 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 What happened?
What happened?
An earthquake shook the ground, and an angel appeared. The angel rolled away the rock. When the women arrived, there lay the two soldiers, passed out on the ground. There lay the rock. And there, well, there was no Jesus.
Don't be afraid.
Okay.
I know you're looking for Jesus, but he isn't here. He has risen, just like he said he would. Jesus is alive.
What?
The women were so excited. They wanted to go tell their other friends what happened. When suddenly...
Don't be afraid.
Jesus showed up?
He sure did.
No way!
Yes way. Later, Jesus appeared to all his disciples. He explained to them why he had to die. He told them the great news that death has no power in God's kingdom. And then, when it was time for him to leave, he said,
From now on, you will be the ones telling others about my kingdom. I will send you a helper who will fill you with the power of God. You will do amazing things.
And then, Jesus rose up into the sky.
Amazing!
The disciples were very excited. They didn't really know what would happen next, but they knew one thing. Jesus was sending them a helper who would help them in a mighty big way.
Now, is that how you feel this morning? The stone was rolled away, the tomb was empty, and Jesus was alive. And it reminded me of this fantastic verse that many of us will know. from John chapter 3 and verse 16. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. How many of us know that verse off by heart? Oh, good. Remember, you all put your hands in the air there. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take some words out now, and I want to see if we can remember it. Okay, so you all put your hands up and said you knew it. Okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah, thousands of translations. So let's see if we can say it together. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Very good. Think you can still say it? Here we go then. Ready? For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Okay, go again. Ready? For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Who reckons they can say it? No pressure. Any translation, yeah. Okay. Ready? So let's try it once more. Ready? For this is how God loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Well done. For this is how God loves the world. It's a good verse to remember, isn't it? Now, in true traditional Easter style, because we're celebrating today the stone being rolled away from the entrance of the tomb, I thought that we could do a bit of egg rolling. So, young people, who would like to try and roll a cream egg? Come on, Neve. Right, you can come down from the top if you want to. Guys, you coming down? So what we're going to do, right, you can have a cream egg. No opening.
Oh.
No opening. Go and stand here. Okay, anyone else coming? Any other young people you going to want to come and roll a cream egg? Okay, come on, Noah. I'm sure you want to roll a cream egg.
I don't want to roll it, I want to eat it.
I'm sure you will, right. Okay, let's grab one that's not... There you go, Noah. Brilliant, okay. Right, so what we're going to do... Anyone else want to have a go? Right, okay. Cream egg. Now, what you've got to do, it's very easy, this. Okay, so, what you're going to do, you're going to stand in a line here, and you're going to face this way. And the idea, right, is to roll your egg and get it close to the edge of the carpet as you can. If it comes off the edge, it doesn't count. All right? So if it rolls off, it doesn't count. Okay? So you've got to roll it very carefully and see who can be closest to the edge of the carpet. Are you ready? Okay. Okay, roll. Okay, good. Oh, here we go, look. Okay, so whose was this one here?
That was Jasper's.
Oh, see, I knew someone was going to do that. I'm glad I'm here, aren't I? Oh, Juliet.
Oh, mine went backwards.
Yours went backwards. Okay, leave it there. Go back over there. We've still got at least one to go. Juliet, roll again. Not too hard. You got to roll again. Oh, well caught. Not too hard. Oh, that's very good. Okay, so I think the winner was...
Jasper.
Seb, you were second.
I wasn't actually.
Which one was yours?
Second.
Okay, come and get your eggs. Let's have one more go. Oh, but no, it's where it stops. Okay, pick it up again. Do you want to have another go? Right, one more go. One more go. Let's go again. Now you know what you're doing. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Hey, see, I knew that was going to happen this time. Everyone trying to get a bit closer. Noah, Noah, roll. Oh, this is looking good. This is looking all... Oh. One more go.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Still too hard. Oh, too hard. Yeah. Hey, no, very good. Excellent. Oh, no, Noah's got the hang of this now. Okay, Noah. Go again, Noah. Oh, so close. Okay, so I think this was the winner. Whose was this one? Well done. Okay, right, take all your eggs. You can take your egg with you and go and sit down. Very good, everybody. Fantastic. Okay. Noah's going to start unwrapping his already. Good stuff. Right, we're going to sing again. Brian's coming to play for us. We're going to sing Low in the Grave He Lay, Jesus My Saviour, Waiting the Coming Day. Jesus my Lord, up from the grave he arose. Let's sing this hymn together. Let's stand and let's sing together. please take your seats? Young people, if you want to do a craft activity, now is your opportunity. I think some of the Sunday social people are going to just supervise this. So, youngsters, if you want to come to the table over here, and we've got a craft activity for you guys to do. Yeah, you guys can come down from upstairs again. So if you want to go and sit at a table over there, they'll let you know what you're going to be doing. Go and have some fun over there. And we're going to continue here with our reading this morning, which is from Luke chapter 24. And it's the first 10 verses of the 24th chapter of Luke, which reads this. But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they'd prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance, so they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day." Then they remembered that he had said to them. So they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and several other women who told the apostles what had happened. Now the youngsters are going to colour in an egg over there or two while we just unpack that passage a little bit, and they'll come and show you what they've done. That was quick, ladies. Surely you haven't finished with all those perfumes and spices already. Have you been running? What's the problem? Okay, one at a time. I cannot understand anything if you all talk at once. Mary, why don't you explain? Now, slowly and calmly. Gone? Is that supposed to be funny? What do you mean, gone? I don't believe it. Bodies just don't get up and walk off by themselves. Are you sure you went to the right tomb? Okay, I was only asking. Those sneaky Romans, I bet they stole the body. Not content to just have him crucified, they want to torture us some more by ensuring that we cannot pay our respects and go mourn. We've got to go find where... Mary, I am listening, but you're simply making no sense. Alive? Alive? Look, we've all been under so much stress over the past few days, but spreading stories like this isn't going to bring him back, you know. We saw him die. You saw Joseph take the body off the cross and put it in the tomb. Look, I know he did some amazing things, but that was while he was alive. But when you're dead, it's all over. And Jesus definitely was dead. You know it, and I know it. We all, in fact, know it. Did you see anyone at all? Was there no one there who could help explain things? Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Men in white? What did they say? That Jesus was alive. Look, there you go again. Alive. Then you saw him. What? Jesus. He spoke to you and you just knew. Can it be true? I'm still not sure you've got the story straight. I've got to go and see. Who's coming? I need to see this empty tomb for myself. Two of the gospel accounts then tell of Peter and at least one other disciple running to the tomb to actually see for themselves. What did they find? An open tomb. and the grave clothes lying neatly folded where Jesus' body had been laying. This was no robbery. The angels had spelled it out. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen just like he told you. Jesus was alive. Friday was spent reflecting on the cross and Jesus' death, but today, 3 days later, we're celebrating the fact that Jesus didn't stay dead. Today, we recognize an empty cross and a Lord and Savior who defeated death itself and rose from the tomb. This morning, folks, we are not worshiping someone who is dead and buried, but a Jesus who is alive and alive forevermore. Now, this morning, of course, we've only had time to read Luke's account of the resurrection. And if we'd spent a bit more time and read the other three gospel accounts, you would see that each tells a slightly different story. For example, it's only in Matthew's account that the resurrection is sandwiched between the story of the Roman soldiers sent to guard the tomb and their subsequent spreading of lies which told of the disciples stealing the body. John's account focuses primarily on Mary Magdalene. And if you were to read solely his account, you would be under the impression that it was only Mary that actually went to the tomb. And of course, John also wanted to provide evidence that the body hadn't in fact been stolen. And he was the only gospel writer that mentioned the undisturbed condition of the grave clothes. And of course, as we've read the four accounts, even the number of angelic beings mentioned are different. Matthew and Mark talk of one. Luke and John account have two angels. Now, of course, we could talk for days and search many commentaries and try and explain these differences. But how about this morning we just say we've got four different writers who are laying out different perspectives based on their own interpretation and their own literary styles. Each of these accounts provide part of the story. And I bet, actually, if we were there, we would write again something a little different. And I bet, of course, there's quite a lot more of that story that was never written down at all. But what do we know for sure? Well, all the writers include women going to the tomb. They all talk of the stone being rolled away. All have heavenly messengers pointing the way. All describe those that went to the tomb actually going inside and finding it empty for themselves. All write of Jesus rising from the dead. Matthew, Mark, and Luke have the angels heralding Jesus being alive. And of course, John has that lovely story of Mary, meeting whom she thought initially was the gardener, who only had to say one word, her name, Mary. She then recognized, of course, that it was Jesus himself, risen and alive. She didn't need an angel to tell her. She witnessed it for herself, that Jesus was indeed risen and alive. And you know, this morning, Jesus calls you and me by our names. Do you recognize him? Do you know him as the one who bled and died on a cross in order to make us right with God, having our sins removed and washed away by Jesus? Do you know him as the one who is alive this morning? The one who wants to come and live with you, having a personal relationship with you and working in the mysterious power of the Holy Spirit in you. Jesus loves you this morning. The cross was for you, and he knows you by your name. For God loved Nick so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that if I believe in him, I will not perish, but have eternal life. I didn't know what to think at first, but it was just as Mary had said, empty and so quiet. I went completely inside the tomb to make sure. All the grave clothes were there. It was as though Jesus had simply risen up through the cloths. Even his head bandage had been neatly folded and put to one side. I came back with John completely unsure. Was it possible? Dare I believe that it might be true? That Jesus was indeed alive again? Well, that was a couple of weeks ago. And so much has happened since then. Cleopas had a visit from Jesus. And all of us have seen Jesus now several times. Even Thomas now believes, and that took some doing. How am I doing? Well, let's just say that I'm never going to forget that breakfast on the beach. Jesus had a quiet word with me. The two of us are good now. In fact, even better than that, I love that man, and I know he loves me. In fact, he never stopped. And we're all here now just waiting in Jerusalem for some special sort of power. Not sure what that is, but Jesus promised to send it, so it must be good. None of us have seen Jesus for a few days now, but that's okay, because I know one day I'll get to see him again. Still can't really believe it. But Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Peter knew it. The disciples knew it. The women knew it. And the angels proclaimed it. Jesus is alive. And I hope this morning you know. We're going to finish in a moment by singing our final hymn. But before we do that, how have the youngsters got on with their egg decorations? Do you want to come up and let's have a look and see what you've done? We're not going to roll these ones because these might hurt. Let's have a look, Niamh. Okay, so you've been decorating eggs. Look at that. Look at this one. Again, pretty colours. Fantastic. Well done, Niamh. Look at this. Again, more pretty colours. Pretty colours. Pretty fingers too. Coloured fingers I can see. Oh, brown eggs here. Oh, almost coloured. And you've put stars around yours. Look at that. Well done, you. Okay, you can go and sit. Carry on.
Two chocolate eggs.
That's the brown. Okay, chocolate brown. Let's stand and let's sing our final hymn. Thine be the glory, risen, conquering Son. Let's stand and let's sing this hymn together. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
And now may the God of peace, who brought back again from the dead our Lord Jesus, equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you through the power of Jesus Christ and all that is pleasing to him. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. And everybody said, Jesus is alive. Hallelujah.